sacrifice for the sake of human life. And so that's what we do. We pour ourselves out, and we don't call our life our own.
Amen.
We always say, I have been Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Loved me and gave himself for me.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Gwynn, come and bless us with the word.
Amen.
Brother, bless you for the word.
No, brother, I'm thirsty. You want to take that and put that up where Gwynn is. Brother Gwynn, blow your trumpet.
I'll try to be a little louder than normal. This is a subject I'm sure we've all heard here, okay, many times, and that was one of my dilemmas in teaching this. However, maybe I can bring a little bit different twist to it, okay? This is nothing more than the introduction, okay? It's talking about the answers to our problems. A lot of times it's right under our nose.
Whoa. Right under our nose. What do we call that right under our nose?
The mouth.
The mouth.
That's good. I like that.
Maybe just, like I said, a little bit different look at it. And maybe we can get some something that might help. Because with God's help, you know, we can master our mouth. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But it can be accomplished, and it will bring blessings to us. So, but what is our mouth doing? Is it telling everybody and then no one about all the problems that we have in our life? Does it seem as though our mouth has a mind of its own? Let's put our mouth on a crash course to victory. We can take hold of the words we speak and the things we say and make them work for us. Because as a man thinketh, so are they. That's God talking. And also in Mark 11, 22, 23, we've heard this over and over time again, but you know, have faith in God. I always thought that is a total and complete commitment to his way of doing things. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. But that can be a, most time we always want to look at it as a positive. But this teaching will show us, I hope, how to train our mouth, to speak the words that will help us accomplish all God has for you and me in this life. Because we all know that he has a destiny for us, for each one of us, specifically. We will emphasize that speaking the word of God must be coupled with living a life of complete obedience to the word of God in order to see the full power of God flowing in our lives. And me and you, go through life with an awesome power, like our electricity, or some may even think nuclear energy for the scientists, but right under our noses, one that can produce death or life, depending on how we use it.
Wow.
So by applying the biblical truths that we're going to talk about here, we'll learn the effects of the words in the natural realm, how to speak God's language. He has a language that we need to learn, talk about. how to break the chains of the past, how to cross over to victory, and some other issues as well. We're in Amos 3:3, in the King James writing, says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Bring your mouth, more specifically what we say or speak, into agreement with God and begin to walk in victory. I thought that was sort of an interesting little tidbit that sometimes we look over. 1 Corinthians 2:16 in part says, but we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart.
Can I ask you, excuse me, what gives us the mind of Christ? We say we have the mind of Christ, but tell me what gives us the mind of Christ in our thoughts like Christ? What gives us the mind of Christ?
I would think the mind of Christ is, comes through, obviously, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
That's through the Word of God.
And the Word of God is a whole.
Let me hold this book up. This is the mind of Christ. This is his mind. This is the mind of Christ. And we have it. We have it in this earthen vessel. We have the mind of Christ. Okay.
And as believers to God, we need to understand the soul and be trained in the discerning activities of it. We've heard it 100 times, but this is a little different approach. As defined, the soul consists of the mind or intellect, the will, and obviously the emotions. And since it's full of self, because that's a lot of times what we've been taught, it can and should be purified and rendered a vessel fit for the master's use.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't really have time, but I was going to go over another scripture, 2 Timothy 2, 21, which... Okay. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet unto every good work. So, we have good works that we do. We just need to be careful with what we speak. And I'm bad about it as well. And I've got some friends that are. I've got a friend that's a girl that'll talk a million miles an hour. Honestly. Yeah. My son talked to her and got two words. Oh. That's all he got in 10 minutes. So, maybe we can do a little bit better job of it than that. Our mouth gives expression to what we think, feel, and want. Our mind tells us what we think, not necessarily what God thinks. Our will tells us what we want, not what God wants. And our emotions tell us what we feel. Obviously not what God feels. Mm-hmm. As our soul is purified, it's trained to carry God's thoughts, desires, and feelings. Okay. Then we can become a mouthpiece for the Lord, which is what we should be looking at doing out on the street. The Word of God teaches us that we have been given the mind of Christ and that we hold the thoughts and feelings and purposes of his heart. So if we hold him in us, but the uncrucified soul blocks them from coming forth. There is a continual struggle between flesh and spirit. Mm-hmm. We have to constantly deal with that on an everyday basis. The body and soul corporally make up what the Bible refers to as the flesh. And therefore, we can use the term soul and flesh sort of interchangeably to some degree. Maybe not exact, but man wants to think his own thoughts, but God desires to use the mind of man to think his thoughts through. Man wants what he desires, but eventually his desires are changed into God's if we submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Man lives a great deal by his feelings, which seem to be the believer's number one enemy.
Mm-hmm. Repeat that again. We need to hear that.
It's a little different twist. Man lives a great deal by his feelings. Which seem to be the believer's number one enemy.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Feelings can be trained to come under the leadership of the Spirit.
Right.
Mm.
But this is a process that requires time and diligence. This training is about the mouth. And as I will try to show and indicate, the mouth gives expression either to the flesh or to the Spirit. It can be used to verbalize God's word, or it can be a vehicle to express the enemy's work. I don't believe any child of God wants to be used as a mouthpiece for the devil, but many are. Proverbs 18:21 states that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge or love it in it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. In other words, you know, fruit or not, life or death is going to come out of what we say, what we speak. And most of the time, I'll speak for myself, I'm not even aware of it. But I see the results of it. Sometimes. There's no subject in the Bible that we should take any more serious than the mouth.
Mm.
It can be used to bring blessing or destruction, not only to our own lives, but also to the lives of many others.
So true. Amen.
Countless excellent books have been written on the mouth. And when God began placing a desire in my heart to teach this subject, I must admit, I thought, what for? What can I say that has not already been said? But I do believe God wants this training discussed at this time, and I believe it will be timely in the lives of all those who hear it. I pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will be on this teaching in a powerful way to bring revelation, conviction, and maybe even repentance. I pray that as we go through this, we hear the words in it. They will burn into our soul a new desire to be a mouthpiece for God.
Jesus.
And that's my introduction to the...
Beautiful. Well done. Well done. Amen. That's a well done introduction.
So we'll get more into the meat and the guts of it next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just I don't know what time it is. I might be early or late or whatever.
It's cutting off time.
Okay. I'll pray for it.
You can ask them if they have any questions. Nick, you have any input?
You know, the scripture man just keeps coming to me and everything, over and over and over. blessing and cursing coming out of the same fountain.
Yeah, obviously we want to bless the people we love and our family and such, but...
Even your neighbor, though, see?
Yeah.
If you love your neighbor,
and your friends and stuff. But from time to time, sometimes there's blessings not necessarily come out like they should.
Yeah. Mother, do you have any comments?
Well, I have... I hope that in this teaching also bring out the balance of, you know, the Lord said to confess your faults one to another, and how to do this in a way that is not dragging down others.
Well, that's good right there.
Yeah, me too. I hope to accomplish that. One of my goals.
I like how you were saying that the mouth, it can be trained. Be over time and training, it can.
Yes, it can.
And you know how people are always quoting, flesh is weak, flesh is weak. Every part of our being can be trained under the order of God. And you know, I always give an analogy of a guy who wanted to study. He sat on the bathtub until his heart got strong with the Word of God. And then his body, he could tell that his body wanted to go sit on that bathtub edge, because that was the most uncomfortable place in the house. He didn't want to fall asleep. That's why he did. But as he got stronger in the Word, he noticed that his body wanted to go and hear the Word. So he said, "No, you're stronger now. We're sitting in the chair."
Was that Smith's Wooden Word?
Yeah. I think it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but your body can, you know, it can be trained just like the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Just like the mind.
Put your body subject under to what you want it to do.
Yeah, you can find your body wanting to do God's will.
Come on.
You can tell the difference between your spirit and your mind, and then when your body, it can desire things too. It can be trained.
Yes, sir. And it's powerful.
You don't have to stay weak. You know,
that's good. That's good, Apostle. That's very good.
Powerful.
Yeah. I know that Pastor Jim has been teaching us that we are the soldiers for Christ. And this is a very, very important tool for us to know the Word and listen to the voice of God in order to apply that weapon correctly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's going to be.
So you're looking at the mouth even as a weapon.
That's right. Exactly. Again, a good
one. Jesus, the sword's going to come out of his mouth.
That's right.
That's where it's going to come out.
It don't need to be weak.
And that's where our training is so important. You know, I honestly believe in training. That's what I did for many, many years, was train.
Yeah.
And you will fight, and this is army talking, like you train.
Yeah.
Okay? If you train sloppy, you'll fight sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
If you train disciplined and good, you'll fight good.
Yeah.
You know, I truly believe that.
That's
but it doesn't necessarily come easy. Sometimes the expense is long hours, extra duns.
I went on a tongue fast one time for 2 weeks where I didn't say anything, and it about freaked me out.
Can you
imagine that?
I know it did. Well, you did.
Oh man!
I always said Nick is not from this world.
That's right. You know, I'm from the kingdom of glory.
Amen. You're from another country.
That's right.
The good thing about training, once you learn these things, it's easy to help other people do it without the same effort you put.
Second nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And be a witness to the authority that God has given you to proclaim those words with boldness.
With boldness.
Boldness. Pray for that boldness.
That's good. That's good. Mm. Mm. Okay, Gwen, you can.
All right. About release a prayer over the
Sir.
Those for us.
Father, we just love you and thank you, Lord, for your awesome blessing.
Yes.
And Lord, we do know, Lord, that power is in the tongue. And I thank you, Lord, for this awesome teaching this morning, Father, because, Lord, we need to always be mindful of our tongue, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, for putting it under subjection to your word, Father. Because, Lord, your mind is in us, and it is the word, Father. I believe in my sister, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, as we take and partake, Lord, of festivities, I pray, Lord, you'll bless it, Lord, nourish our bodies, God, and we give you praise and glory, Lord, for it, because, Lord, you're the one who created all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yes.